champ is here.
Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'ma kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'ma bury him
here.
With the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play and see.
The champ is here.
Hate it off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaw drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain. So straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody, man? Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Y'all know the drill, man. We are most certainly going to say some things that are going to make some people mad, but we're also going to bridge some gaps today, right? We're going to bridge some gaps, man. We're going to make sure that somebody gets something out of this show today, and, man, we're going to be talking about something that's super, super important. I know that that a lot of people are wondering about this. A lot of people are trying to figure out how to actually conquer this. I don't want to call it a demon, but how to actually conquer this this doggone thing called time management. How do I stay afloat of everything and manage my time, right? So we're going to talk about that, man, here in just a moment. I know we got the lovely, the beautiful, the talented, my amazing co-host and wife, Ms. Pam McCray, that's on the way right now trying to get here. And I don't really want to dig in. I'm going to leave her some stuff on this talent, but on this topic. But I do have an awful lot to say about time management and staying afloat. So I want to make sure you guys share this out. When you jump on, share this on your timeline. And make sure that somebody else jumps on, man, because this is an epidemic. I'm going to call it a pandemic. This is a pandemic, man, something that happens to everybody around the world, and they can't figure out exactly what it is that they need to do to actually get more time. And it's not even possible to get more time. I'll tell y'all what I mean.
Thank you.
I'm the Grind Man, the realest show ever. Share this out. I wanted to make sure that we got live on Instagram also. So we got our Instagram friends on, man. So we got Blog Talk Radio on. We got Facebook Live on. We got IG Live on. So you guys may see me look a couple of different places today because I want to make sure that, you know, we get everybody addressed, because this is such a real topic, you know, and I don't want to treat it as if it's just an average everyday thing, man. But I want to jump into this and really, really have some dialogue. And as a matter of fact, I want you guys, if you want to share anything, struggles or challenges or successes that you have on this topic, time management and how to stay afloat, man, go ahead and dial into the show. 646-668-2564. 646-668-2564. Dial in, hit the number one, and you'll be able to actually voice your opinion right here nationally live on the Grind, man. Internationally live on the Grind, man. So let's jump into this, man, because we talk about time management and staying afloat and how important it is. And when I really think about that topic, it's one that's near and dear to everybody's heart. Everybody has problems every day. So from the moment that you open up your eyes, right, when you open up your eyes and you start to think, right, how am I actually going to structure my day? And see, on yesterday's show, we talked about, you know, the time slots that you have to put and structure your day with. Yesterday on Tuesday's show, the time slots you have to structure your day with. And I relate it to time slots because I'm an ex-wireless engineer. So we relay everything to a time slot. When you're talking on your cell phone, you're occupying a time slot, right? So that's why I relay it to that. But your life is structured at time slot, right? So, and let me get this out of the way before I jump into this. I talk about time management, but the title of this show should really be something else. It really shouldn't be time management, because there is no such thing as time management. You can't manage time. There's 24 hours in every day. You can break that down to however many minutes it is and how many seconds it is. That never really held any relevance to me to go that deep. But I don't care what that time and minutes are. You got 24 hours in a day. So in that day, you're going to have to figure out how to do something other than time management, because time is going to go no matter what you do, right? So if time is going no matter what you do, it's not time management. It's constantly moving. You can't stop it. You can't slow it down. So in essence, it's self-management, right? So self-management and how to stay afloat. And thank you to all of my Facebook Live and my Instagram people for coming on and saying hello, man. Hello to all of you guys. Appreciate you guys being a part. Dial in 646-668-2564 if you have something to say. Press number one, all right? So self-management and how to stay afloat. Right. So if you really think about your day, structuring it in time management format, we've always heard it. And I don't want to actually throw you guys off, because when I start talking about self-management, people start thinking I'm talking about, you know, brushing your teeth and washing your face and yada, yada, yada. No, I'm talking about self-management is the new time management. So when you're managing yourself throughout the day with the understanding that time is moving no matter what I do, then it's a little, you put yourself in a slightly different mentality. So when you're thinking differently, you do differently. So you know you can't stop time, so you keep moving the way you're going with your day structured the way it needs to be structured. Now, here's something I want to let you guys in on, okay? It's not about how you manage your time, really. It's about not the things that you do. It's about the things that you don't do. See, because we make decisions every single day on things that we're going to do and things that we're not going to do. Inadvertently, we make the not going to do decisions, right? Because when you say you're going to do something, there's obviously some things that you're not going to do. So, but you have to make that decision. Now you've got the things that you're not that you're going to do. And when you're going to do these things, there's some things that have fallen by the wayside. Bottom line, okay? But now you slot it out. I'm going to do this, this. Now remember, there's always those gray areas in between, right? I'm going to do this, 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 and this today. You got 5, maybe 6 things on your agenda to do today. And as you're doing those 5 things, you're going to notice when you finish that one thing, there may be some downtime, which is the gray area that you kind of like built in to really just get to one time slot to the next time slot, right? We call that a handover in the wireless world, right? You're driving down the road and that you hit this time slot in this on this site, and you go through, you're talking on this time slot, and as you're driving out of that range of that cell tower, it needs to hand you off to the next cell tower in whatever given time slot you're on. So, but there's a lag time in between that, right? So, well, but in wireless, it needs to be seamless. You can't notice it as the customer, right? So your day is structured the same way, and you've got that time in the middle, and this is the time that you have. I'm going to write that because I wrote it out for you guys the other day. I'm going to write it again because I want you guys to get the visual of this, man, because this is so powerful. And for my people on Blog Talk Radio, I know you can't see this, but that's okay. I'm gonna draw it out so that the people on social media can see it and they can fully understand what I'm saying. Okay, so here's your time slots. Okay, here's your time right here. All right, when you're looking here, this is where you are. Okay. This is where you are. Let me make sure I got the glare off of it here. You're in this time slot right here, okay? You're in this time slot right here. When you finish this task that you set yourself up to do, there's a gray area in between. That's what I'm talking about, okay? And that gray area in between is the time that you have to make a decision. What am I going to do before I get to the next time slot? Now, time is really based on you being able to manage your emotional responses to things, because during that time shift, people are going to call you and they're going to try to throw you off track, right? They don't say, let me call and see if I can throw them off track because they're doing so good. They don't know what your day is structured like. They just don't know. But the reality is when they call you, they need something. Your ability to manage your ability to self-manage has nothing to do with the time, because it's constantly moving. Your self-management says, I gotta go to the doctor at 9 a.m and boom, and then after I leave the doctor, I got 15 minutes to get over to the dog groomer and to get the dog dropped off or picked up from the dog groomer, right? Boom, because you never had a dog at the doc's appointment, right? So, boom, I did to pick the dog up. And that time in between, ladies and gentlemen, is where people get derailed. It's where people get derailed. And there's also time at the very beginning of your day. You could have went to sleep saying, I'm going to do this, this, and that. And as you go to sleep saying you're going to do these different things, then you get to that point to where this is what I want to do. But when you wake up, immediately somebody may call you and they may say, you know, hey, can you do this, this, and this? Now, the emotional you is going to say, man, I want to help this person, you know. So what can I take away from my day? What can I take away from my day? Hey, what's up, Pam?
Great
Pam
morning.
Just joined us, ladies and gentlemen. She just walked in.
Right, late for the time management show.
Okay, but she had a good, valid excuse.
Real life.
Right? Because, you know, we have kids that we have to take care of. So, you know, we live a real life over here. Ain't no fake and fallacy stuff over here. So I want to let you guys know the good, the bad, the ugly, everything that happens.
Right.
But it's all a part of life, right?
Right.
So I know Pam has been tuned in. So, you know, she's up to speed on what's going on. But when we're talking about self-management, we're really talking about you and how you structure your day and your ability to say no.
Right.
Your ability to say no.
And that
really is it's an ability that you have to have, because I know it's a gift for me. I got the gift to say no. I can say
it's
no.
It's not a gift for me.
Because it's not a gift for Pam, for sure, right? Because she will, she'd rather say yes because she wants to please everybody. And it's that goes back to that Jesus mentality that I talk about, right? Can't save everybody.
No, but you know what? I would definitely have to say that the older that I'm getting, I don't know, it's something about 50.
We got to get older, ancient, to get that.
I don't know. It's something,
not to say you're
real,
ancient, but, you know.
It's something about 50 to where, you know what, that has been my story, where no was not easy. And I remember a long time ago, it's crazy, a long time ago, this was when we were failing in the industry of direct sales. I remember trying to practice to shoot videos, right? And it would take me 20 takes to your one. And I remember shooting a video about the power of no, right? The power of no. And you know, and I believe that I was shooting a video and trying to tell the world, you know, on how there's certain situations and times in your life in which you have to say, the very one not even doing it. Because I wanted, just like Nate said, to please everybody. And one thing that I have learned is that it's one of the things that can definitely lead to your failure instead of creating success is to try to please everybody. Okay, mm-hmm. You cannot please everybody. You have to learn how to say no. You have to have some self-preservation, and you have to know exactly the things that you're supposed to do so that you stay on task. If not, you're going to forget about your purpose. You're going to buy into everybody else's dream, purpose, and everything else, and you're going to forget about what you're supposed to do because you want to please the world. Okay, mm-hmm. So I had to learn that the hard way.
Right.
But trust, know, and believe. And you're right. You shouldn't have to wait until you're 50, right? Until, you know, wisdom decides to, you know, you allow it to kick in because really and truly you should have wisdom all along, but it's through the mistakes, it's through the trials, it's through the challenges, it's through the failures, the things that we do that we learn that we end up getting this wisdom. But God gives us discernment. And so when you are tuned into the discernment and really begin to listen and learn how to say no, then your time management will be more on point because you are now getting up and accomplishing the things that you are supposed to accomplish, taking care of you. Because if you don't take care of you and accomplish the things that you mm-hmm. are supposed to accomplish in this world, you can never give out to anybody else and to move in your purpose and to now be able to do the things that God is calling you to do. If you all depleted, no, mm-hmm. will get not learning how to say no will have you depleted, people. Okay, so learn how to say no when you're supposed to say no. Learn how to have some self-preservation. You see, I'm passionate about this one, for real. All
right. She's passionate about it because she's actually
I lived it.
She lived it.
And when you don't know how to say no, you get taken advantage of. Let me put that out there too. You get taken advantage of. You get ran over. I'm that one. Okay, because I was shy, because I was quiet, I was ran over for half of my life. And there comes a time in life when you get sick and tired of being ran over and treated like anything. When you're trying to please everybody, you just want to please the world, and it does not get you to where you need to be in life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Learn how to say no.
And learning how to say no, the ability to say no, it's almost like a superpower because a lot of people can't say no. There are people in the world that know how to say no. And they say no for various reasons. Maybe they just don't like people, period, and they don't want to do nothing for you ever. Or maybe they understand how time really works. Maybe they understand that you can't steal time. Time is there for everybody, and you can't take the time. The time is just going to keep moving. So we want to cover four different things today because, you know, we've set the stage for the fact that this isn't time management because time is not ours. It moves, right?
Right.
So it's self-management. And self-management can cover so many different, a vast array of what people do throughout their day and in life to get where they want to be because it really dictates where you're going and how you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Self-management. But we're busy trying to give of ourselves so much to a point to where we forget about managing ourselves in a positive way and we manage ourselves in a negative way and we stay stuck and we wind the hands of time and we just can't move forward until we get that, till we get it, right? So everybody has heard the term ROI, right?
Mm-hmm.
Return on investment. right? But there's a term that supersedes that, which precedes it actually, and it's ROTI, which is a return on time investment. And in order for you to get a return on your time investment, man, you most certainly have to manage self.
Mm-hmm.
You have to manage yourself. Self-management has to be there, or else you will never get a return on that investment, on that time investment. So that means that time is lost. You know, when you spend time, I was talking to a young lady on the phone the other day during a coaching session, and I don't know if she's on here, but if she is, she'll speak up. But I was talking to her on the phone the other day, and we fell into just this subject, you know, talking about time management. And it's very, very important when you're actually building anything to be able to self-manage, right? So we talked about return on investment. And ROTI, return on time investment.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, do you really think I'm on the phone with you because I just, the only reason is for me just to want to help you? I do want to help you. I want to help you. But at the end of the day, I want a return on my time investment, right?
I want to see
a return on my investment. It wasn't a paid coaching session. I have those, but it wasn't a paid coaching session. This was a free coaching session. So I said, you know what? A return on my investment would be you becoming wildly successful. You putting the things in place that we talk about so that you can get unstuck and get moving.
Mm-hmm.
So that return on time investment or ROI is what we all should be looking for every day. And it should be the determining factor, one of the determining factors on how we really respond to people. You won't always, I'm not saying that 100% of the time you're going to get a return on your investment, because sometimes you just do things and you don't expect things, right?
Right.
But it's when that balance is skewed. When you've got more things that you do and don't expect anything, as opposed to things that you do and you actually get something for it, that's an imbalance. And that's what keeps you stuck down here when you could be here. And that happens to people every day. And we call that philanthropy.
Right.
That's philanthropy. And last I checked,
people
that are philanthropists, they pretty much have money out of the way.
Right.
They're not concerned. They have a totally different lifestyle. Things are different. Maybe they're living over in a country.
So there has to be a balance.
There has to be a balance. Philanthropy is not, you know, how you tap into your freedom level, especially here in the United States. This country was built on capitalism. I know that's a terrible sounding term, but the reality is that capitalism just simply means each individual person has the ability to get as much as they want. That's it. You get as much as you want. So if you got somebody over here that's being wildly successful because they're self-managing and they're doing all of these things and they've got this, this, and that, and you don't, and all you can do is talk about the fact that they're doing, well, you know, I wouldn't be buying that. I wouldn't be doing that. I couldn't see myself spending $3,000 on purse or $1,000, $2,000 on some shoes. We say things like that because you philanthropize. I'm making up a word. You philanthropize your life.
Sounds good.
To a point to where you have depleted yourself, and now
right.
Since you've depleted yourself, you've given of yourself so much all over the place,
right.
And now you've been stuck for so long. Now all you can do is hate on other people because you're stuck, and you try to make it sound sexy.
How to
make it sound sexy. And philanthropy, man, is cool, you know, but it's in context. So ROTI.
Return on your time investment.
Return on your time investment.
That's good.
Everything
that's
we
good.
Do, we want ROTI, right? If you cook somebody food, what's the return on that investment? That they eat and they enjoy that food,
right?
So if that's your return on investment and that's what moves you, I'm not knocking that. Then that's your level of success,
right?
But at some point in time, if you're a great cook
mm-hmm.
and you cook food and you go through life, you're a grown adult now and you don't have a means of making money and you still just cooking food and liking and wanting people to say, that's good. That's good.
Because you haven't learned how to turn that passion into your paycheck.
Yeah, you have not learned how to turn that into money yet. and there's no, the return on that investment no longer serves you in the capacity that you need it to serve you in.
Right.
So,
right.
So that's pretty much a return on investment, or ROTI. And I talked about the pandemic earlier, right? Talked about something that was a pandemic, Pam. And the pandemic right now, which kills people every day, we used to know it as, we also know it as procrastination, but it's the pandemic of talking and not doing. Right? It's a pandemic. It's not just in the States. It's all over the world.
Yep.
People talk about things that they clearly do not do. And when you talk about it, you sound so super sexy talking about it.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Right. It wouldn't be cool, like if I got on here and I talked about
it.
Yeah, it's good to talk about it, but it's sexier to do it.
Right.
If I got on here and I just talked about how to manage your time or self-manage, and I never did it, then A, it's hypocrisy, and B, I'm a part of the pandemic of the talk and not do.
Right. That's true. That's true. Because a lot of that's, I think that's the problem with the majority of people. You know, it's a lot of talk because it's that action. The action is the hardest part. You know, the taking that step is the hardest part. The realizing that you're going to have to go through some failure is the hardest part. And so, therefore, people don't move. I know, because we lived it. You
act
know,
I on.
Yeah, I mean, act I on, right?
Action.
You got to take some action in order to, you know, create the results. But, you know, when we talk about this whole time management piece, you know, because I know, okay, you mentioned the pandemic. And, you know, the not doing the talking, how do we, because I think we're on the bridge, right? We're crossing over the bridge.
Oh, yeah, we're on the bridge clearly
right
now.
And, you know, I just want to kind of share some of the things that have, you know, definitely, because time management is so key to success. Procrastination is the assassination of every dream. And
let's call it self-management now, because that
self-management.
Hits home a lot.
Self-management. That's true. It requires discipline. Mm-hmm. You know, it requires some serious self-discipline in order to manage your time, in order to manage your day, in order to really value the time that we're given every day. You know, you hear that quote, you know, we're given every single one of us, whether it's a multi-billionaire down to the person who has nothing, we're all given the same 24 hours in a day. But we don't have the time, it's how we manage our time and how we manage self that's going to create the success. And this has been one of the things that I know that I definitely struggled with because of the fact, just like I talked about when y'all heard me talking about the power of no in the very beginning. I got really very passionate about it because I wanted to please everybody, didn't know how to say no. And what would happen is I was not managing my day properly because I would have a plan. Because it's one of the things that I learned that was key to being successful in managing self is that, number one, you got to wake up and you got to start your day right. How are you starting your day off? And when you start your day off, you know, it should be planned way ahead. You're not waking up and planning your day. Mm-hmm. You know, successful people have their whole month planned out. You know, they're living like we're in 2020. You know, a lot of people are worried about, you know, tomorrow, but we're already, you know, planned out in 2020, seeing what's going to happen in 2020. And so, therefore, I had to take the time to really slow down and to cut some things out and not to allow things. I heard Nate talking about the gray area before I came in, you know, that gray area and being able to manage, you know, and putting things into time slots. And so these are some of the things that definitely have been able to help me with planning it, writing it down. You know, writing down so that I can stay on point. You know, I'm old school, but I'm learning to become a little new school. Okay, I'm old school where, you know, I want my calendar, I want my 8x10 calendar, I want a vision to be able to see it, but I'm also learning how to use technology so that technology, just in case, okay, for some reason I run into something, I run into a store or wherever, I'm going somewhere and I don't have this big book, you know, I got my technology right there that's going to help to keep me on task. But these are some of the things that have been able to help me and to, you know what, learn how to say no so that you don't interject. Another thing that I had to do was if I'm doing something and I'm on task and I get a phone call, that was another thing. I would take the phone. I would be like, okay, let me stop. Let me take this phone call. And now what has happened is it's thrown off my whole day because that wasn't a part of the plan. So when it comes time to time management and managing, okay, self-management, you have to learn how to discipline yourself to know the times in which you may be able to have some leeway. You know, can I take this call? You know, I got this written down. This is my time, or this is my free time to where I can have this time to take this call. Or do I need to say no voicemail because you're on task attempting to accomplish something, and now you accomplish that thing and see how much time you got to fit in. So these are some of the things that I've been able to do.
So this,
really,
this is what you just said, and I interrupt you, but to when you said taking calls, because I think that's a very, very important thing, because we live in this technology age as well. And you guys have to understand something. One thing that we are leaving behind is the tangible, the personal, to be able to touch people and talk to them and see how they respond to what you say, you know, how they're taking it, basically, right? Their reaction and how they're ingesting it. We're leaving that behind. Even now we're talking to you, but we can't just talk to you guys on Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
People want to see you.
Right.
People want to see you because they want to see your facial expressions. They want to know. They want to be more intimate with you. And this is this day and age is the evolution is to the video, right? So as you're taking calls, there's an inability there to effectively communicate. So when you're looking at that call, you've got two choices, and those two choices are going to spawn two responses from the people on the other end, the person on the other end. The first choice is I'll give you three, okay? Three choices. The first choice is to answer the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Answer the phone. And that choice is going to spawn something from that person. They're gonna, oh, they answered my call. Awesome, right? Man, I'm able to talk to them now. And I'm going to do this for those that can't see me because I want y'all to really understand how a person feels when you do this, right? But it's what's not relayed the right way. So you've got two additional responses that you can give. You just answer, right? You answer, and then now you choose at this point to say there's the second two responses is either you don't answer, which people think when you don't answer, then this is what you're giving them. Right here.
I was
going to
say, why is your middle finger up?
Yeah, this is what they think you're giving them when you don't answer.
I'm like,
no, this is the realest show ever. Just to keep it honest. This is what people, when you don't answer, this is what people think you're giving them, right? Then now you've got that thing. Also, if you hit the button on the side to go to voicemail because you don't have time to talk because you don't want your phone to ring, this is also what they think you're giving them, right? Guys, keep it 100, guys. This is just what it is, okay? I got my, for those of y'all on blogs that way, I got my middle finger up. Because if you don't answer, people don't know what you have during the day. They don't know what's going on. No. The real talk. This is why some of y'all aren't going to be successful because you're not willing to adjust and to address the things that are real in your life.
Right.
And this is the way people think. Okay, and you have to know the way people think, but you can't allow that to govern the way you operate. You can't. You cannot. Your phone rings. If you cannot take the call, this is my phone. I pay for that phone. I do what I want. This is mine. I can pay for it. This is actually Pam's because she's created for greatness. But I pay for this phone every day. I bought it. This is my phone. If I decide to not want to hear your call ring on my phone because I can't take it right now, I'm going to hit this little side button twice, and it's going to send you the voicemail. And my voicemail is going to tell you your call has been sent to voicemail. You're going to choose to either get mad or understand that I can't take your call right now.
Right.
Totally up to you.
Right.
But it can't govern my day. My emotional response can't be, well, I don't want, because this phone rings, what, five, six times? I'm not going to sit here and let my phone ring six times if I got to do something else on my phone or if I'm doing something on my phone. If I can't take your call at that moment, you have to be adult enough to understand that I'm not just blowing you off. I can't take your call. But here's the other piece. I have to be adult enough and have enough self-management to understand that I can't let your response affect me. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, guys, we're talking about real life stuff here.
That's it.
Self-management, man, you got to stop being a slave to everybody else's opinion. It doesn't matter. The people that think that you're blowing them off, those are probably people that you don't need in your life. You probably should be blowing them off. Everybody that calls my phone that knows me, they already know that if I can't take their call, then you know, cool, I'll call you back. Shoot me a text message.
Right.
Don't call me and then don't send me a text message. You obviously didn't want to call. You want to talk. And if you call me back to back twice, that's the high sign for me. That tells me that you really got something to say. So when I answer my phone, respect my return on my investment. I just answered my phone. It better be something that's an emergency that couldn't wait for me to call you back.
Right.
Right.
That's
so, guys, this is real life stuff.
That's good.
Right. So I heard you when you're talking about taking, you know, talking on the phone and things of that nature. You have to determine whether or not you're going to allow a phone call to derail your time slots.
That's
okay.
True.
You're trying to get here, right?
I've gotten better.
And now you're trying to get here, but a phone call comes in, and now you take that call, and you're on the phone, and now this time slot just got moved to here.
Right.
And now you can't, now the cell site that you're on, you guys, I relate this to cell site stuff because I'm a wireless engineer. So the cell site you're on now can't hand you over to the next cell site because you stretched it too far.
Okay.
Right. And now the service has gotten bad. And now you drop a call, which now this time slot is out of reach, which pushes this time slot out of reach. Guys, self-management.
So now your whole day is off.
So but you chose. Now, can you now here's the other piece that we want to say. Yeah, something else to say.
Go ahead.
Here's the other piece that we want to get to. The ability to adjust. I call it IAO and improvising, adapting, and overcoming. But this is slightly different. The ability to adjust throughout the day and to still get accomplished what you can accomplish because you have the authority in your life to say, I'm trying to get here. Okay, if I answer this call, if I answer it, I'm going to make it quick. Okay. No problem. Boom. Answer the call. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? I'm trying to get to this appointment. What's going on? That tells the person that this ain't a call that we just need to dilly dally on.
Right.
All right. This ain't a call that we need to just, this ain't the drama call. All right. So yeah, what's going on? I'm late for this appointment, man. I'm right on time today. I want my day to be late. What's going on? I got about 5 minutes. Boom, you just qualified your time. You gave that person 5 minutes. That's not rule, guys. That's called self-management, right? Self-management. And people are frozen every day because they're so concerned about people's opinion of them, right? Success, do that. I don't care what you think of me while I'm going throughout my day. What my concern is getting the 5 things throughout that I said I was going to get done, getting those 5 things done. If you fit into that equation in a manner that I adjusted you to, then great. If you don't want those 5 minutes, you say, well, okay, well, look, I need more time than that. You know, what's a good time to call you back? That time may be, okay, I may say, look, call me back in an hour. I got the 15 minutes then. Self-management is time management. You guys are sitting around concerned about what other people are going to think, and successful people don't do that. And they don't do that before when they become successful. They do that in order to get successful. And I think that's where the riff is, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I think people think that successful people do these things when they become successful. This is how they became successful. And if we don't understand this, ladies and gentlemen, you will be the person that dies with most of the things that you wanted to do dying with you.
Mm.
It's just that simple. You cannot rule time. You're not a time bandit. You can't steal time. You have to manage yourself in the accordance of your 24 hours during the day.
That's good. And you can't get it back. Time, you can't get back. And when we understand that and disciplining ourselves in order to make sure that we are doing what's necessary throughout our day, knowing, just like Nate said, you allow the times where you have those moments in which you can adjust. Okay, mm-hmm. You can allow some things to come in. But I can promise you that when you have a plan and you stick to your plan, that is going to now begin to work out to where you find yourself accomplishing things. And so by writing it down, because, and again, I can speak from this because this is a daily process for me, like for real. I am still growing in this area to where now, you know, I feel good about the things because there was a time in my life, like for real, man, I was all over the place. And that's just simply because I wanted to save the world and I wanted to, you know, see everybody win, and I'm taking this call, that call. This time I look up, and it's 5 o'clock. I haven't even had a drink of water, like for real. Mm-hmm. I haven't even had a bite to eat. And then I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. No, hold up. I'm promoting health and wellness. I'm promoting living your best life. I'm promoting time freedom. I'm promoting, you know, freedom all of what you, you know, hey, live the best life. And I'm sitting up here and allowing everything and everyone to control my day. And guess what? What about self-preservation, self-management? What about me? Okay. And that I tell you, right, that I tell you is not a good thing. So therefore, you have to get yourself, in order to really get to the level that you desire to be in life, it's got to start with you. And you have to, like Nate always says, you have to control the controls. So I'm starting to learn that, you know what, Pam, I got controls that I need to control. And when you get yourself to understanding that you are in total control of your day, total control of your life, total control of everything, that's when you begin to shift and you begin to do things differently, and you will begin to create the success that you want to see created. Mm-hmm. But you got to take control. And so, and when you allow other things, other elements, outside things to control you, control your day, you will not accomplish the things that you desire to accomplish. You'll look up all day gone. You're tired. You're drained. You gave everything, to everybody else, and you did not accomplish what you wanted to accomplish, what you should have accomplished in order to advance yourself forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Absolutely.
It's not good. So you got to prioritize.
No bueno.
All right? You have to be able to prioritize the things that you want to accomplish every day. Take the time to do the things that's going to now take your action, act eye on it, okay? Because no matter, it's not enough to write it down, okay? If you don't act eye on it, okay, take some action towards accomplishing, moving a little step, because now that you got the goal, now that you prioritize the goals, I want to accomplish, just like Nate was saying, I want to accomplish 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things today, all right? What steps up underneath those 5 things, up underneath number 1, what do I need to do? I need to do A, B, C in order to accomplish, boom, number 1, check off, knocked off. It's a beautiful thing to have a task list, to know exactly what you want to accomplish that day. And now you get up and you stay on point. You allow yourself to adjust, to adapt to whatever may come into your day, right? And now you're able to say, yes, boom, mission accomplished. It's such a great feeling. And so these, again, are some of the things that has been able to really, really help me with that self-management, with that time management, knowing that, you know what, well, once the day is gone, I can't get it back. It's just gone. And you look up, and then what happens is you're like, man, it was just November 1st. Hello, 7 days, already gone.
Already gone.
Already gone. Yeah. Already gone. And before you look up, January 1st, 2019, God, we in a new decade, because the time, which is one of the most precious gifts that God has given us, for real, we waste it every single day because we don't have a plan. We don't move with the purpose that we need to move with. We're not intentional, right? We don't write it down, right? We don't have the vision. My people perish for a lack of vision, right? For not writing it out and making it very clear. And now staying on task to not allow outside influences to take you off your game, to not learning how to say no when no is necessary. Okay, it's a good thing. Practice it. I promise you, I used to practice it. I would get in the mirror and I would say no. No.
You know it's bad when you got to practice no.
I had to practice it.
You know it's bad.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No. I had to practice it, y'all, for real. No. I learned how to say no.
No,
because what I found myself doing was I knew what I needed to accomplish that day. For real. I knew what I needed to accomplish that day. And I found myself putting my family at risk, right? But right, for real.
Right.
I would shift stuff, putting my family. So there might have been things that I was supposed to do for my family. But because I wanted to please the world, I wanted to please everybody, Let me figure out how now I know. Okay, for instance, I'm supposed to be at my child's school at a certain time, but somebody interjects something into my day, and you know what? Right, that phone call, and now I'm looking up, and guess what? Now I'm the one driving down the highway like a fool because I allow somebody to interject into my day, and we're late for wherever we want to go, and then I realize this is nonsense. You know,
that
or
person has to find an available time slot.
Right.
Yeah, if that's not you, then they move to the next person that has an available
right.
slot. That
right.
may not be you, but you make it you.
Right.
So.
Or then I find myself, promise my kids that I'm gonna do something, and then you know somebody interjects something into my life, and then my kids are saying, "Mommy never keeps promises." Mm-hmm. Hello, time out for that. No. Practice. Do what you got to do. In order to learn how to know when a no is necessary, okay?
Right.
There
and what
is
you're
power
doing, what you're doing
in being able to say no.
When what Pam is talking about as well is, you know, not when your decisions for you not only affects you sometimes, it affects the people around you. And, like, I remember Pam used to be like, well, you know, I said I was going to do this. And I'd be like, okay, you know, but then she would have tasks for me to do and
right.
what she said she was going to do.
Right. Absolutely. And Nate, and I'm going to tell you, my husband, I'm so thankful. God will give you everything you need. Because I would do this a lot, like for real. I would have a plan. I know what I need to accomplish, right? But then I allow something, someone, whatever it is, to interject to now change the whole game of things that I know that, okay, I need to do at 4 o'clock. So what's going to happen is now, hey baby, listen, I'm running late. Boom, boom, boom. Can you do this? I need you to do this. And you know what? Many times Nate would, you know, he would do it. Then finally he's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it because you know what? That's what you plan.
Yep.
That's what you're supposed to
sharpen
accomplish.
That nail. Now
right.
it's gotta get sharp enough for you
so
to feel
therefore,
pain.
Even though I'm mad because I'm like, come on, man, just do it, right? Just do it. But you know what? It's how I had to learn. So that I'm not, you know, number one, taking him for granted, okay, to thinking that, you know what, you're going to always be there to pick up my slack for my lack of planning for the things that I should have been in control of, controlling my controls, because, yes, I know he got my back, my side, my front, my everything from head to toe, but I can't grow like that. I can't become the person that I need to become if he's picking up the slack for everything that I need to be doing. Just be
real. We're stuck together.
Right.
Now.
So these are the things that I had. This is my process for real. Being telling y'all, you know, when everybody want to let all the glam, the glitz, and everything. Hey, no, we real people dealing with real stuff, dealing with real growth, real issues, real problems, real trying to manage self, real trying to, you know, stay on top of things and stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nate mentioned earlier. So this. For real, and some of the things that have helped me to grow, to stretch, and I'm still a work in process, being processed every single day, stressed to understanding and knowing that there's greater, because we ain't perfect, nobody's perfect. We just get up and we strive every day to be our absolute best.
And not being a part of the pandemic,
right?
Talking about it and not doing it,
right?
That's easy to talk about it and get on here, talk to you guys, and then not doing it if we're not
right.
practicing, right? So what I used to put a sign on my office door, my cubicle, wherever I was, you know, in corporate America, and that sign always said one thing. It would say, your lack of planning
right.
does not constitute an emergency on my behalf. So what did that do? That made people, and a lot of people say, you know, that's me. No, that's me self-managing, understanding that I'm not going to allow anything in my space that's going to keep me from being great.
That's good.
So we had everybody in my department. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You've got a task that you need to do, and you've got a timeline for that task.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that can disrupt that timeline is what you do internally or what you allow externally.
Mm-hmm.
And if you allow something externally to come in internally and mess up your task, then you take the blame for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had X amount of things that we need to get done. for that day, for that week, for that month. We laid a plan out to get them done, to be on time, in budget, and to make sure that it was correct and good. If anything comes from the outside that that wasn't planned, we would say, no, no, you're going to have to go own that failure. You got to go and say, I missed the boat on that. Can I get more time? And in turn, it pushes it adds time to my timeline, right? So your lack of planning does not constitute an emergency on my behalf.
That is one of the quotes that changed my entire life, for real, because everybody's lack of planning was an emergency on my behalf. I allowed it to become an emergency in my life. Then I said, wait a minute. I need a 911 for my own life,
right,
for real.
Right. Now you need help.
All right,
nobody
I need
help.
All right, but for real, that quote I used to say. Remember, I told y'all, practice. No. Practice it. Do it. Okay. And for real, that quote changed my life. You know, and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about. Remember, I said real life, real people, real situations. And I give y'all another example of why you got to take care of you. Okay, for real. Why? And because you know what? There's a price that always will have to be paid when you don't manage your time right and do what's necessary in order to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you all know my dad, right? Okay, we moved my dad out here, and so in the midst of everything, a lot to move to you know, get everything transferred, dealing with insurances, dealing with getting stuff set up, you know, all kinds of stuff, right? And so when we sat down with the community where he is, they advised me this. They said, Ms. McCray, Humana, my dad has secondary insurance, Humana. The doctors here don't take Humana, so we want you to cancel Humana, put him on another plan. Well, when we moved him in, it was after October 1st, so you know you have to ignite the insurance on the first of the month, right? So I couldn't do it for October, right? So I said, okay, let me get this into place for November. So at the end of October, because again, lack of planning, not allowing everything to interject into my life to where I didn't prioritize this thing. Okay, what ends up happening is, okay, towards the end of October, I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to send in this letter. I need to fax this letter so that now I can cancel his insurance. Well, because of the fact that I didn't plan properly, all right, and write things down, the steps that I needed to take, because I'm allowing this to interject in my life. I got this going on in my life. I got that going on in my life. I sent in the paperwork to cancel my dad's insurance, right? But guess what? I didn't ignite the new insurance. So now for the whole entire month of November, my dad has no secondary insurance. So guess what? We got to pay the price. Not I, but we got to pay the price to make sure that whatever meds that aren't covered, we got to pay out of our pocket. That's my fault. I have to own up to that. Okay, because of my lack of planning, I got to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't take and prioritize that, right? And so that's why I'm saying that you have to learn how to prioritize the things that need to happen in your life. Write it down. Keep it in front of you. Don't allow everything and everyone to come in and interject and to change your plan so that you stay on point. And again, this is another example of me wanting to, you know, save the world and not worrying and making sure that I'm saving us first so that we're moving on point and clicking on all cylinders so that we can give our absolute best, for real. So now, Nate and I, we got to pay that price, whatever it is.
This is new to me.
My dad taking care
I'm hearing this for the first time. But
real.
Anyway,
that
is what it is.
I have to own up to it. My dad went through something last year. I didn't even realize that when my mom passed away, that he could even have secondary insurance, right? And when he got sick about maybe last year sometime with a very serious UTI, and he had to go to the hospital, we had to pay the price, like for real. That chaga and that new birth got daddy from ICU to another room in less than a few hours. But guess what? That cost us $1,900 for antibiotics. So that's just nonsense. And it's because of the fact that you don't take the time to learn how to say no, to prioritize your stuff. God, family, business, everything else.
But learn how to structure. But learn how to structure. But here's the other thing, because we got like 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
So that's all right. No, that's necessary.
I live time management,
yeah.
Self-management.
So again, we go back to that pandemic, okay? Saying and not doing.
Right.
All right. If you know, 50% of fixing it is knowing it. So you're halfway there. All you got to do is put the fixes in place.
Right.
And it's not, stop looking for accolades to what you do. Stop looking for this. Stop looking for that, man. Get into the dirt and fix stuff.
Right.
And that's it. It's dark
right.
down there. But you come to the light once you start fixing it. Right. So we're on the bridge, man. And we talk about staying afloat. And we're showing you guys how to stay afloat with time and managing the proper way. Right. Managing, self-managing your time. And that's how you stay afloat until you figure it out, because everybody wants to get to the other side of the bridge, right? The destination.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, guys, you got to learn how to bend that curve. All right. We talk about that all the time. Some of you are finding things out a day, a week, a month, a year after you should have found it out. Sometimes a day is too long, right? Figure out the things that are happening right in front of you, and clearly they're there. They're not going to go away. Fix them. They're only going to get worse, because now it becomes a habit, right?
Right.
So now how do you fix all of this thing, and how do you start moving forward, right? Because you don't want to just stay afloat. Guys, you till somebody rescues, you want to rescue yourself, right? You want to be able to swim. You just because you got a life vest on, you're going to lay there and float. No, you want to swim. So you have to audit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now audit yourself. Figure out where what don't stop talking about what you suck at. Stop talking about, oh, I just suck at this, I'm bad at this. No, let's talk about auditing yourself, find out what you're good at. What are you good at?
Negative.
Yeah, stop focusing on negative. But what am I good at? I don't want to just stay afloat. I got to figure out how to set myself apart, how to be extraordinary, how to be great. I can't just stay afloat. When you stay afloat, guys, you're just bobbling. Now learn how to move. Audit yourself. Write it down. Boom, boom, boom. I'm good at this, 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 and this. Boom. Now with your newfound time management, your self-management, now you can start working toward those things. And you're not concerned about people actually telling you that, okay, great job you did. That was awesome. And you're looking for that. And that was the return on your time investment? Was that accolade? Everybody loves accolades. Okay, but if I had to choose accolades and money, I'm gonna take the money every day. Okay, I don't know about you, but I need the money, because with the money, I can do some things.
Right.
With the accolade, that's a great job. You're like, oh, great job. That lasts for a moment, but then you wake up and you're still broke. This show isn't all about making money, guys, but let's just be 100% honest. Everybody wants to be free, and there's different types of freedom.
Right.
All right? The type of freedom that, let's keep it with us. The type of freedom that Pam and I want requires moolah, dinero, cheddar, scratch, cheese. It requires money. Okay? I don't know what kind of freedom you guys want. All right? And that's up to you, and I'm not knocking that. Okay? But for us, it requires money, and we have to find out how to make the money to get free. Now, we're not a slave to the money, because we're not going to sacrifice ourselves and sell our soul
never
for money.
Uh-uh.
Okay?
Ain't
but
working.
Things are going to be done on our terms, because we're self-managing ourselves and our destiny. What's happening on the inside cannot be affected by what's happening on the outside. Self-audit yourself. Figure out where you are. Figure out what you need to change. And change it. Don't be a part of the pandemic. The same and not doing.
That's good. That's enough said. That man in the mirror is everything. Guys, self-management, self-preservation, time management, all of that connected. As we close out another show, we want to thank each and every one of you for jumping on the grind. You know, on time management, you know, and self-preservation is, I would say, together. You know, as we talk about starting your day off right. Writing. Thank you.
Cause I want you. See, I'm hooked on how you affect your style. And I want to talk for a little while. I never really seen your type, but I must admit that I kinda like. So maybe if you have the time, we can talk about you.
Stay afloat of everything and manage my time.